弟兄姐妹早上好。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
我们特别感谢 Rachel 跟 Chris 来帮助我们一起的敬拜带领。
It's great that we have more people in the worship team.
Yeah, 在教会有需要的时候，我们就需要更多的弟兄姐妹站出来。
When the church has a need, we need more people to serve.
那么我想神喜悦我们的敬拜，他不只是看我们的技巧，他更重看重我们那个乐意的心。
God is pleased in our worship, not only the skills, but also the willingly heart.
那今天我们继续一起来思考但以理书的第三章。
Today we're going to continue our study in Daniel chapter 3.
那在南非呢，以前呢，有一个部落，这个部落呢，从来没有听过福音的。
There is a village in South Africa that the gospel has never reached there.
It's a tribe.
The tribe.
那么当时呢，在二十世纪就有宣教士呢到了这个部落去传福音哈。
There are missionaries in the 20th century, that reached their tribe.
那么第一开始传福音都没有人信的哈。
But nobody is converted.
那后来有几个女孩哈，年轻的，很年轻，只有十几岁的女孩。
Later,
就相信了哈。
Later, there were some teenage girls that believed.
那么其中一个女孩的名字呢，就是叫梅斯莫拉。
There is one girl whose name is Manchi Mesmola.
那她信了主之后呢，她就受到家里人很多的逼迫。
And after she believed, become Christians, she suffered persecution from her own family.
所以她的父母呢，就是坚决不让她去参加这个聚会啊，去跟这些宣教士来往。
Her parents forbid her continue to see those missionaries or have anything to do with Christians.
那么他们就是使用了各种方法啊，不给他吃饭，啊，不给他把他的衣服藏起来，那他就不可以出门嘛，哈。
Her parents used all different ways to stop her from going to church by starving her or hide her clothes.
那么这个甚至有这种暴力的啊，这种啊。殴打等等
，or even beat her up。
最后终于有一天在他十五岁那个时候哈，他十五岁，有一天呢，他父母就把他带到郊外，在那里毒打，就把他杀害了。
Eventually, when she turned 15 years old, her parents one day led her to the wilderness and beat her up and eventually killed her.
那么，梅斯莫拉当时只是一个默默无闻的一个南非的一个女孩子哈。
Masmola is just a girl in South Africa.
但是现在全世界很多的人都去南非，都会到他的墓地前去吊唁他。
But many people, even until today, when they go to South Africa, the first thing is to go to Masmola's place to visit her grave.
因为他所展现出来为信仰那种坚韧不渝的精神。
To admire her for her unbeaten spirit, for her faith.
那作为敬拜一个独一真神的信仰，所以基督教呢，在传入其他的文化的时候，它都会跟当地的文化发生极大的冲突。
Because Christianity, to worship the only one true God, it has been rejected fiercely when it's introduced to other cultures.
凡是有福音被传到的地方，就有被迫害的基督徒。
Wherever the gospel is preached, there are persecutions against Christians.
所以基督教的传播的历史就是一部血泪史。
So the history of how gospel spreads is full of blood and tears.
那么今天我们继续来看但以理书的第三章哈，来思想但以理三个朋友在当时所面临的这种挑战哈。
Today, as we continue to study Daniel chapter 3, we're going to see how his three friends sacrificed their lives for their faith.
那么他们宁愿牺牲他们的生命，他们也不肯在信仰上妥协。
They would rather die to keep their faith and didn't make any compromise.
这也是历世历代基督徒这个信仰生活的一个真实的写照。
This also reflects the Christians throughout the history how they fight for their faith.
可能有人说我们现在时代不同了哈。
Maybe you'll say, well, we live in a very different age now.
就是像梅斯莫拉的事情也是发生大约在100年前的事情了。
The story of Maize Muller happened in about a century ago.
那么美国呢，至少我们生活在一个信仰自由的一个社会里面。
At least we live in America that give us the freedom of belief.
但是弟兄姐妹，其实我们遇到的挑战是一样的。
But actually we encounter the same challenge today.
因为这个逼迫的方式可能不太相同。
Even the form of the persecution might be different.
但是同样需要我们有这样的勇气来面对我们生活中的挑战。
But we still need the same type of courage to overcome the challenges.
所以今天我们就先来看一段经文，然后再看看这个故事怎么应用在我们的生活当中。
So today we're going to read the scriptures then to see how we can apply it to our lives.
请你打开圣经但以理书第三章，我们今天来看第十九节到三十节。
Please turn to Daniel chapter 3 verse 19 to 30.
我来读中文，那么 Rachel 来读英文。
Passion will read in Chinese, I'll read in English.
但以理书第三章十九节，当时尼布甲尼撒怒气填胸，向萨德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥变了脸色，吩咐人把窑烧热，比寻常更加七倍。
Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated.
又吩咐他军中的几个壮士将萨德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥捆起来，扔在烈火的窑中。
Then he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace.
这三人穿着裤子、内袍、外衣和别的衣服，被捆起来，扔在烈火的窑中。
Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
因为王命紧急，窑又甚热，那抬萨德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的人都被火焰烧死。
Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
萨德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥这三人都被捆着落在烈火的窑中。
And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
那时尼布甲尼撒王惊奇，急忙起来对谋士说，我捆起来扔在火里的不是三个人吗？他们回答王说，王啊，是。
Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, True, O king.
王说，看哪，我看见有四个人，并没有捆绑，在火中游行，也没有受伤。那第四个的相貌好像神子。
Look, he answered, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
于是尼布甲尼撒就近烈火的窑门说，至高神的仆人萨德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥出来，上这里来吧。萨德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥就从火中出来了。
Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire.
那些总督、钦差、巡抚和王的谋士一同聚集看这三个人，见火无力伤他们的身体，头发也没有烧焦，衣裳也没有变色，并没有火燎的气味。
And the satrap, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them.
尼布甲尼撒说，萨德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的神是应当称颂的，他差遣使者救护依靠他的仆人，他们不遵王命，舍去己身，在他们神以外不肯侍奉敬拜别神。
Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own god."
现在我降旨，无论何方、何国、何族的人，谤度撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥之神的，必被凌迟，他的房屋必成粪堆，因为没有别神能这样施行拯救。
Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this.
那时，王在巴比伦省高升了撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。
Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon.
那么这段经文呢？是一个很神奇的故事啊。
It is an amazing story.
大概可以分成三部分。
The scripture can be divided into three parts.
那么从十九节到二十三节是讲到巴比伦王下令要将三个勇士扔在那个烈火的窑中。
Verse 19 to 23, the king of Babylon ordered the three warriors be thrown into the fiery furnace.
那么二十四节、二十七节就记载了这个三个勇士奇妙的获救。
Verse 24 to 27 describe how God's miraculous deliverance to save those three.
那么二十八节到三十节讲到巴比伦王怎么样去回应这个神迹。
Verse 28 to 30 describe the king's response to this divine miracle.
这段经文的中心的关键经文是在第二十九节哈。
The key verse of this passage is verse 29.
因为巴比伦王宣告说，因为没有别神能这样施行拯救。
Nebuchadnezzar declare, there is no other god who can deliver like this.
那么这句经文呢，是和十五节我们上次讲的十五节的那个反问句形成了对照哈。
Last time we studied verse 15, it shows a sharp contrast to that question.
因为十五节讲到，那巴比伦王问说，有何神能够来拯救你们呢？
In verse 15, Nebuchadnezzar asked, "Who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?"
所以这个故事既神奇又很有趣啊。
So this story is amazing and also very interesting.
我们看到第一十九节就讲到巴比伦王怒气填胸哈。
Verse 19 says, King Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury.
而且变了脸色。
And the expression on his face changed.
那这个词啊，原文这个词变了脸色是什么？是他的脸呢，变形了都。
The original text say his facial expression is twisted.
那实在是气炸了他。
Extremely upset.
因为这个王嘛，本来说我要给你一个台阶下的嘛，对不对？
The king intended to give them an opportunity to defend themselves.
这三个人呢，居然在满朝文武面前一点面子都不给他哈。
But the three warriors dared to humiliate the king in front of everyone.
所以他下令说，我要把这个窑要烧热，要烧到七倍那么热啊。
That's why the king commanded to heat the furnace seven times more than usual.
那就是这个七倍是这个形容词了，就是烧到最热，热的不能再热啊。
Seven times is figurative to make it as hot as possible.
那我们知道这种窑啊，它一般的这种烧的这种窑温度不会超过1500摄氏度的哈。
We know that the furnace like this, usually the temperature inside do not exceed 1500 Celsius degree.
是你把人扔进去1000度跟1500度有区别吗？
It makes no difference whether if you throw someone in the furnace 1000 degree versus 1500 doesn't make much difference.
其实还有句俗话讲的说，叫什么？叫温水煮青蛙，对不对？
And speaking of the slower heating up the frog.
所以你要是想让他们要多痛苦的话，你不是把那个窑要烧得更热，要少要不要这么热才对，对不对？
So actually, in fact, in order to make those people in the furnace to suffer more, actually keep the furnace lower in heat will torture them.
你就知道这个巴比伦王已经气得发昏了。
So we can see that the king lost his mind in anger.
那么在前一段的经文呢，这个 扔在烈火的窑中啊，我们就已经重复了三次哈，就是在第六节、第十一节和第十五节啊。
It was repeated in verse 6, 11, 15, three times to cast them into the fiery burning furnace.
那么这里边在行刑的过程中又讲了三次，把他们扔在窑里面，这实际的行动了，就在第二十节、二十一节、二十三节连讲三次。
And it's also repeated three times the execution operation of casting them into the furnace in verse 20, 21, and 23.
所以作者这样写就把整个故事推上了高潮哈。
So the author actually build up the story to its climax.
一般来说你要行刑的时候，你要把这个人的衣服剥光了，对不对？
Usually before the execution, their clothes should be stripped off.
那么这个因为王的命令太急了，所以这个衣服我都没有脱下来，连衣服就要一起扔进去啊。
But the king's order was so urgent that they were cast into the furnace immediately with their clothes on.
所以这样就大概是为什么把他扔进去那些人呢，他会被烧死，可能是因为那衣服还在嘛，那火就一下就过来了。
This is probably why the executioner was burned to death.
那么火势非常的旺啊
，because the fire is heated up。
所以具有讽刺意义的就是说，这些遵从王命的这些壮士啊，立刻就被火烧死了。
So ironically, the executioner, the brave men, they obeyed the king's command, but they were killed.
那么而那些违抗王命的这个勇士呢，则是毫发无损。
But the warriors, they didn't obey the king's command, but they were left unharmed.
我想这是一个很非常鲜明的一个对照在这里哈。
Such a sharp contrast.
所以世界啊，在现今的是逼迫基督徒的时候也是一样，从来都不会心慈手软的。
It's the same way the world has never been lenient in persecuting Christians.
不但历史是如此啊，就是现今的时代也是一样。
And the persecutions continue throughout the history and even until today.
为什么呢？因为在这些逼迫的背后，我们要看到是有那个邪恶的势力它在运作。
And behind the persecution, we should see that it's the manipulation of the evil.
所以表面上我们看到的是这些加勒底人在控告啊这三位勇士。
So on the surface, it's because the Chaldeans accused those warriors.
那我们看到巴比伦王已经气得发昏，他一定要把他们置于死地啊。
And the king Nebuchadnezzar was so full of fury.
但是我们知道这些都是表面的现象，那幕后操纵的乃是那个邪恶的势力。
But behind these scenes on the surface, it is really manipulated by the evil force.
所以这就是为什么历世历代的基督徒啊，我们都会遇到逼迫。
That's why Christians throughout the ages have been persecuted.
只不过这些逼迫的出现的方式是不一样的。
Just in different ways.
那么早期的中国的基督徒啊，当福音刚刚传到中国的时候，他们那是最大的问题，什么是祭祖。
The early Chinese Christians were persecuted by their families because of ancestor worship.
因为这宣教士呢，他其实也不太了解中国的文化哈。
Because in the beginning, the missionaries did not know much about the Chinese culture.
所以他就跟说，你要是信了耶稣，你就不可以去祭祖了。
If you believe in Jesus, you cannot continue to worship ancestors.
那你知道，在中国，那这个家族这个影响力，祭祖是非常重要的一个事情。
But ancestor worshiping is a big part of Chinese culture.
那么自然这个基督徒就受到很多的迫害。
So, naturally the Chinese Christians were persecuted.
其实我们基督信仰反对的是祭祖的一部分的内容，并不是全部哈。
But in reality, the Christianity does not oppose everything about ancestor worship.
因为那种祭祖的话是把那个祖先当神明来拜，来求神明保佑，这个是我们不能接受的。
The part that Christianity doesn't agree with is to regard the ancestor as God and ask them for, like, pray for them, to them.
但是呢，我们仍然可以去祭奠我们过世的亲人呐、啊，等等，这些就是尊敬、思念、怀念他们，这是可以的。
But as Christians, we can still remember and honor those who passed away.
所以这样说来呢，就是说，对于这种一般的祭奠的方式啊，我们那种传统文化的话。 基督徒我们是不拿香的，不能拿香的。
So in a traditional ritual of ancestor worship, Christians they should not take the incense.
所以在现今的这个时代呢，我想祭祖的问题的困扰已经少了很多。
Nowadays, the trouble caused by ancestor worship has been relieved.
但也不是完全消失哦。
But it hasn't completely disappeared.
我认识一个基督徒，他就是父亲在中国去世，他要回去奔丧哈。
I know a Christian, his father passed away in China, and he returned China.
那到了家里面，那就是要有这些祭拜的事情，因为家里都人都不是基督徒嘛。
And when he attended the funeral, none of his family are Christians.
他到美国来读书，然后在这边信主哈。
He came to the United States for to school, and he became a Christian.
所以那父亲去世。他的大哥就是家长，大哥说一定要这样。
And when his father passed away, his big brother say this is the rule.
但是他知道说他不能在这个信仰上这个方面做妥协。
But he knew that he cannot compromise on his faith.
所以就是有很多的冲突。
So there were a lot of conflicts.
本来失去亲人本身就是一个痛苦。
Losing his parent is already miserable.
如果再让家里人说你是不孝哈，你是这个什么等等这些东西，你这是俗典忘祖啊哈。
And then to be blamed for not honoring his parents is even make it even worse.
我想这个对我们每个人都是很大的一个压力哈。
And for sure it is stressful for many of us.
所以也是，这都是我们或多或少都是要面对的一些事情哈。
More or less, we would encounter challenges like this.
我们看到这三位勇士的话，他们就在面对这个信仰可以妥协还是不要妥协的时候，他们选择了不妥协。
When faced with the challenge whether or not they should compromise on their faith, the three warriors here chose not to compromise.
那么面对他们的就是这种刑罚。
And this is what they faced.
所以，当这个三个勇士被投到烈火之中之后
，And after they are cast into the fiery furnace,
我们看到神迹突然出现了。
And we see this miracle happened.
火中不是三个人呢。
It's not three people in the furnace.
而是四个人。
But are four people in the
而且他们在火里面走来走去
And they're walking in the midst of the fire.
因为那个火窑啊，大概一般都是圆柱形的哈。
Usually the furnace is in cubic shape.
我们知道，像巴比伦他建造这么大的一个金像，他那个火窑的那个很大的了，肯定是哈。
We know that as a kingdom like Babylon, when they build a furnace, it must be huge.
那么这种火窑一般它的上顶啊，上面是开口的啊。
Usually the furnace is opening on the top.
那么把它们扔进去，大概就是从那个口啊，上面的开口的地方扔进去。
They are probably thrown into the furnace from the top.
但是这个窑的下部分它是有门的啊。
But on the bottom of the furnace there is a door.
因为这个门呢是用来啊除灰的哈。
For removing the ashes,
也要通风嘛，哈。
And also for ventilation,
因为没有空气进去，怎么烧东西嘛？
To introduce more air for the fire.
所以这巴比伦王就通过底下那个小门，他看到里面的情况。
So through this door on the bottom, the king saw what's going on in there.
所以他看到这第四个人好像是神子。
He saw the fourth man is like the son of God.
就是神的使者了，就是天使了。
We know it's an angel.
所以我们看到关键的时候上帝伸出了救援之手。
And at this critical moment, God reached with deliverance.
这个神迹不但巴比伦王看到了。
It's not only seen by Nebuchadnezzar.
而且所有的那些官员在场的也都看到了。
But all the officials there witnessed this.
我们看到第27节啊，那么作者用了四重的描述来描述他们四个人的状况哈。
We can tell from verse 27 that the author described them in with four times.
那么讲到说他们火力没有伤他们的身体。
The fire had no power on their bodies.
头发也没有烧焦。
The hair of their head was not singed.
衣裳也没有变色。
Nor were their garments affected.
甚至连火燎的味道都没有。
And the smell of fire was not on them.
所以这毫无疑问，这就是一个神迹呀。
Without any doubt, this is a miracle.
其实，正如圣经中反反复复告诉我们的，在神没有难成的事情。
As the Bible says, for with God nothing will be impossible.
那么本段经文呢，也是讲到这巴比伦王，你看他两次的降圣旨哈。
The scripture also talk about the Nebuchadnezzar made a decree twice.
那么在第十节，他第一次降圣旨的说，让大家所有的都去拜他的金像。
The first time in verse 10, he ordered everyone has to worship the golden image.
那么第二十九节，他再一次降圣旨的时候，他是说什么？他说那些所有亵渎以色列的神，神要那些人要受到审判的。
The second decree is given in verse 29. It says, those who blaspheme against the God of Israel will be punished.
所以神做了什么事情呢？勇士的立场没有改变。
So what did God accomplish here is the warriors, they didn't change their position.
但是巴比伦王把他自己的意志怎么样给逆转了。
But the king completely changed his mind.
特别我们注意到二十六、二十八、二十九节三次提到这三个勇士的名字。
We pay special attention to verse 26, 28, and 29. Their names of the three warriors are repeatedly mentioned here.
然后呢，用这个名字是来修饰这个神的。
And their names were mentioned to describe God.
这个是上帝因着他们的所作所为得的荣耀。
This is God being glorified through what they did.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们想一想，如果我们做的事情别人也用这个来修饰神的名字，那是何等的荣耀哈。
You can imagine how glorious it would be if God is glorified through what we do.
像什么样的神是 Bianca 的神哈。
What kind of God is Bianca's God?
是这个陈美安的神。
Is Mayan's God.
那么是这个李凤玲的神
，is Feng Ling's God。
所以这是一个何等的荣耀啊
！What a glorious description！
不过大家千万不要以为这里面巴比伦王他就从此就开始敬拜真神了哈。
But Nebuchadnezzar's response doesn't mean he start to worship a god。
因为巴比伦那个王国朝，他们是敬拜多神的哈。
Because Babylonians believed in polytheism。
他只不过说哦，这多了，这是以色列人的神。
What he's really saying is, oh, okay, God of Israel is a real God.
所以呢，只凭的神迹呀、啊、是没有办法完全认识神的。
So we can see that miracles only cannot make them believe.
因为神迹跟启示是相辅相成的。
Because miracles and revelation works together.
我们给人传福音，常常听人讲说：“哦，我要看到这个神迹，我肯定就信了。”哈。
When we preach gospels to people, they will say, "If I see a miracle, I will believe."
其实有很大的问题在里面哈。
Actually, the reality is not true.
你们真的有神迹看到，他也不一定会信的哈。
Even they see miracles, they won't believe.
所以呢？有的时候有人就会问，这样的神迹啊，是在这个圣经里面记载的，这是很少的。那在我们现今这个时代，是不是还有这些的事情啊？
People may ask the question, the stories in the Bible are, is it likely to happen in real life?
其实很多时候我们不相信有神迹的话，我们就看不到神迹的。
But actually, if we don't believe there are miracles, you won't see any.
其实神迹奇事啊，每天都发生在我们生活当中。
But the miracles are still happening each day among us.
如果我们的信心的活着，我们的上帝就活着。
If our faith is alive, our God is alive.
或者说，换句话说，我们有什么样的信心，我们就能够经历什么样的神。
What kind of faith we have, will yield with what kind of God we will experience.
那以前这个林道亮牧师啊，他在美国的时候，他就到这个洛杉矶这个地方来哈。
When Pastor 林道亮
Timothy Lim
Timothy Lim
Timothy Lin
Lin
Yeah Sorry
was in L.A.
Yeah， 那么他本来是想他要回中国的哈。
He planned to return China，
但是呢，中国就爆发内战了，他回不去了哈。
But then it broke out the civil war in China.
所以他就 留在洛杉矶这边来牧养一个很小，那时候中国教会非常小，在这个Chinatown 那边他就牧养那个教会。
So he stayed in LA Chinatown to minister a small church.
那么一待就待了很久啊，几十年下来。
And he stayed here for many, many years.
那他呢后来到了年纪啊，这个他有时去看医生啊，这医生啊就跟他们说，哎呀，你这个人问题太多了，你这个血压也高，血脂也高，血糖也高，好多的问题。
When he he's a senior, when he see his doctor, the doctor would say you have too many physical issues.
所以就跟这个教会说，你们是教会，你就好好给你这牧师祷告吧，哈。
And he says, if ask your church members to pray hard for you.
因为在当时啊，还不像现在有这么多的药物啊，可以控制这些疾病的。
The at that time there wasn't so many medications to control those issues.
不过呢，后来呢，这个林道亮牧师还没有什么问题，他的医生先死了。
But before Pastor Timothy Ling passed away, his doctor passed away first.
所以你的医生签死了，你就得换一个医生嘛。
So he had to switch to another doctor.
换另外一个医生。
So he did.
后来那个医生也死了。
And he survived by that doctor as well.
所以他换了好几个医生，他最后活到99岁啊。
He switched so many doctors until he passed away at the age of 99.
所以他生命的最后几十年当中，他一手把这个洛杉矶的教会啊带起来哈。
So in the past few decades of his life, he built up the church in LA.
而且他不能回中国了，但他回去台湾，去台湾做了中华神学院的院长，做了好多年哈。
He cannot return China, but he did went to Taiwan and be the president for the seminary school.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们应该知道说，我们可以为信仰而坚持。
So brothers and sisters know that we could hold on to our faith.
因为上帝从来就不会亏待那些一心一意跟从他的人。
Because God will never withhold anything good from those who follow him wholeheartedly.
我们知道啊，经过烈火淬炼的金子就会更加的纯洁。
We know that gold will be purified through fire.
同样，如果我们经过考验的信心呢，那就会更加的坚韧。
In the same way, faith that has been tested will become stronger.
所以这三位勇士经过这个烈火的考验，他们就向世人展现了他们那像金子般一样纯洁的信心。
So the three warriors showed the world their purified faith as gold through this testing.
所以呢，这样就没有世界上没有任何的东西可以成为他们信仰道路上的阻拦。
There is nothing that will hold them back from hold on to their faith.
其实，在我们当中生活也是一样哈。
In fact, in our lives, it's the same thing.
很多的时候，我们还远远达不到说让我们把生命舍出来的这个程度。
We rarely face any challenges that would risk our lives.
但是，我们只要效法这三个勇士呢，我们同样可以使我们的神得着荣耀。
But if we follow the examples of the three warriors, we can also glorify God.
所以我们纵观美国这几十年啊，西方社会啊，这有一股自由化的风啊，就一直在兴起啊。
For the past few decades, the liberalism has been trending through the Western society.
而且这股风基本上传到世界的各个地方。
And been going throughout the whole world.
那么正是在这种大环境的下，我们看到美国也是在走自由化的这个浪潮的影响。
And we can see that America is also going on this path of become more liberal.
所以在这种情况下，我们就希望神的子民和他的百姓能够在这时候能够站出来。
And it is our hope that God's people will speak up.
能让世界听到真理的声音
so that the world can hear the God's truth.
能够让世界看到福音的大能。
To see the almighty power of gospel.
所以啊，我们基督徒应该成为这个社会的中流砥柱。
So Christians should be the tower of strength.
尤其在这样一个日益这种世俗化的这个社会环境之下。
Especially as a society becomes more secular.
毕竟我们想基督教在这个国家还是占着主导的影响啊。
Because Christianity is still somewhat dominant in America.
那么我们所面临的危险呢，也可以说跟这三个勇士所面临的相比，那简直是微不足道的啊。
And the risks that we face are nothing compared to what these three warriors faced.
但是我们是不是敢于说向周围的人表明我们基督徒的身份？
But do we have the courage to identify as Christians?
我们敢于不敢于向别人分享神的恩典？
Are we courageous enough to share God's grace with others?
我们遇到抵挡的时候，困难的时候，我们敢于不敢于挺身而出？
Or are we bold to stand up when we face challenges?
或许我们有热情去给人家传福音哈。
Maybe we have the passion to preach the gospel.
可能我们传了几次，被人家拒绝了几次，我们就心灰意冷了哈。
But maybe after being rejected a few times, we will become discouraged.
可能我们有心有志愿说我们要来服侍。
Maybe we're determined to serve God.
可能遇到一些波波折折，我们就打退堂鼓了。
But maybe after a few ups and downs, we'll withdraw.
可能说我们有人立志要跟随耶稣基督哈。
Maybe we're determined to follow Christ.
但是遇到困难险阻，我们就开始半途而废了。
But if we encounter difficulties or dangers, we would give up.
其实生活中这样的例子也是蛮多的。
There are actually plenty examples like this.
所以基督徒我们应该有这样的勇气来坚持我们的信仰。
As Christians, we should have the courage to hold on to our faith.
那个目前呢，美国这种自由派跟保守派这种斗争啊，还是处于白热化的程度哈。
Now in America, the battle between conservative and the liberals have been heating up.
所以呢，我们基督徒要宣扬圣经的真理，必然会受到一些嘲笑，
so if,
受到一些阻拦，甚至是一些攻击。
As Christians preach the gospel, we will be mocked or ridiculed or attacked.
这个需要我们有智慧哈，我们要依靠神的能力，我们为真理而战。
So it takes wisdom and the power from God to fight for our faith.
不是凭着血气胡打乱斗的哈。
It's not we're not wrestling against the flesh and blood.
因为我们如果我们的信心活着，我们的上帝就活着。
If our faith is alive, our God is living.
最近看到一个新闻呢，讲到说在这个西雅图啊，有一个基督教的大学哈。
I've seen in the news that in Seattle there is a Christian university.
那这个大学呢，就叫西雅图的，叫 Seattle Pacific University.
It's called Seattle Pacific University.
有超过100多年的一个基督教大学的。
Been there existed for over 100 years.
最近呢，遭受到这个华盛顿州这个司法部长的起诉。
But they are being sued by the Washington State.
因为控告他们歧视这个LGBTQ 什么这些人的哈。
They're being accused that they discriminate against the LGBTQ.
那么他们不但这个司法上有起诉他们，而且学校里的学生们也起来，很多人在反对，因为他们明确规定不会聘请这些个 LGBTQ 的人做他们的学校的这个雇员。
They're accused not only through through the legislation, but also because they stated that they will not hire any LGBTQ in their hiring process.
所以我们看到这些迫害就已经出现了。
So we see that is the persecution against Christians.
你不按照他的标准走，他就去控告你。
If you don't follow their rules, you'll be accused.
甚至你还有各种其他方面的损失。
And you're gonna have other costs as well.
但是这个学校他们的这个基本上他们的原则就是他们要坚持他们的立场，要把官司打到底。
But the university's stance is they're gonna hold on to it and fight for it.
我们不知道这个官司的结果是怎样哈。
We don't know how it's gonna turn out.
我想这些事情 你会看到越来越多的会见到的、啊、
But I'm sure we'll see more things like this.
那说不定有天还会来控告我们教会的也会有、啊、
Maybe one day our church will be accused.
说你这个反对同性恋、啊、你不给同性恋的人举行婚礼、啊、等等都有可能会发生的。
Being accused of anti-LGBTQ.
这个需要我们有在神面前有美好的信心来坚持我们的真理、啊、
It takes courage and faith for us to hold on to it.
但以理他三个朋友的故事可以说是脍炙人口。
The story of Daniel's three friends is very well known.
那也激励了无数的信徒为真理去前赴后继。
It's also inspired numerous believers to keep fighting for the truth.
那么在历史上像这样的事情是反反复复出现的。
And things like this have happened over and over again in history.
也证实了我们所信仰的神是真实的神。
And demonstrate that the God we believe is real.
上帝也绝不会亏待那些一心一意跟从他的人。
And God will never forsake those who follow Him wholeheartedly.
如果我们的信心活着，我们的上帝就活着。
If our faith is alive, our God is alive.
那以前有一个人呢，他的名字叫 Bill Irwin 啊。
There's a guy. His name is Bill Irwin.
那他呢？这个因为生病的原因他的左眼呢就做手术哈他就拿掉了哈。
He was sick, and he got his left eye removed.
那但是呢他这个人呢他不但是有病他还酗酒哈他喝酒非常喝得厉害哈。
He's not only sick, but also he's addicted to alcohol.
而且呢他吸烟吸得很厉害他一天吸五包烟。
Also addicted to smoking.
所以呢他另外一只眼睛呢也没有保住过不久就也失明了。
So he, not before long, he lost his the right eye as well.
但是他真正清醒的时候是在他眼睛看不见的时候。
But he only becomes sober after he lost his sight.
他才认识到这个真神他才真正对这个基督的信仰有委身。
He really come to know Christ and be committed to this faith.
于是他戒掉了这些酒啊烟呢、啊，他就成了一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
So he quit the smoking and drinking and become a very devoted Christian.
那么1990年的时候，那时候他50岁哈、啊。
In 1990, he is 50.
那么他决定做一个旅行哈、啊。
He decided to go on a trip.
他要从这个阿帕拉钦这个山脉的这个小路上哈，他从最南端在佐治亚州一直要走到缅因州。
He decided to take a hiking from Appalachian from the south in Georgia and walk all the way to the state of Maine.
这个全长差不多有2000英里哈。
And the length is about 2,000 miles.
很多人都走过这条路，没有什么奇怪的。
Many people have traveled this route.
但是他是第一个盲人要走这条路。
But he is the first one who is blind.
所以他出发的时候呢，他就也没有地图，也不用带指南针，他只带了一条这个德国的牧羊犬。
So he hit the road without any map or a compass, but he brought a German Shepherd.
那么他出发的时候还没有人知道，没有很多人知道，他就这么自己就走了哈。
Nobody knows that he is doing this.
但是消息慢慢就传开了，就开始有很多的记者去跟随他走哈。
But the news spread and many journalists followed him.
那么这一路上他不知跌了多少跤，大概有人给他估计了一下，平均一天他要摔跤摔4次差不多。
But he stumbled so many times that someone say in average he will stumble 4 times per day.
他可以身上可能到处都是摔的啊，摔的伤痕的地方。
Got bruised and hurt.
但是他就坚持走下来哈。
But he made it.
所以他一路上呢，他还发了很多的圣经，这圣经有他自己签字的，这圣经给那个小孩子啊。
And also he gave out many Bibles that he signed and gave to the kids.
如果小孩他答应他说这一年之内他每天读一节经文，那么他就给他这本圣经，结果他发这一路发出了500多本圣经。
And as the kids promised him that they will read one verse per day throughout a year, and then he would give out a Bible, and he gave out in total about 500 copies.
当他最后到达了最北边缅因州这个山的顶峰的时候，那么那时候很多的记者啊，甚至电视都有都在哈。那么
When he finally reached Maine, the final goal, a lot of journalists were there.
那他们教会的很多的这个成员也到那里去，怎么样？去欢迎他哈。
Many members of his church were there to welcome him.
他在那个地方敬拜神，然后 church 的所有的人在那里唱Amazing Grace.
So all of the church members were there to worship, give praise, and sing Amazing Grace.
那么我想这个 Bill Irwin 的话，他是去年过世的哈。
And Bill Irwin passed away last year.
所以他是可以说这一生他一点都不懊悔他做出这样的决定哈。
He did not regret any decisions.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在信仰的道路上也是一样的。
It's similar to our faith journey.
就是说没有一条是容易走的道路哈。
There is no easy way.
那么但是我们靠着神的恩典的话，我们一定可以走下来。
But with God's grace, we can make it.
那关键就是说我们要有这颗坚韧的心。
We have to have a courageous heart.
无论遇到什么样的挑战，我们都要坚持而不是妥协。
No matter what challenges we face, we have to hold on to our faith, not to make compromise.
因为如果我们的信心活着，我们的上帝就活着。
Because if our faith lives, our God lives.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
你将但以理三个朋友的故事啊，能够记载下来，能够让我们今天读到，也激励我们的心。
We thank you for the story that was recorded in the Bible with Daniel's three friends that inspired us.
求主你帮助我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹
，Lord, please, will you help every one of us?
让我们在你面前有坚韧的心。
Help us to be persistent in front of you.
我们愿意为真理而活，为信心而活。
And we're willing to live for our faith and for the truth.
无论在我们的生命中遇到什么样的挑战
，And no matter what challenges we might face,
我们恳求主你赐给我们力量。
We ask you for strength.
我们恳求主你赐给我们智慧
and for wisdom,
让我们能够在信仰上能够坚持
so that we can hold on to our faith,
而不是妥协
and not compromise.
我们求主你怜悯我们
Lord, have mercy on us.
愿主祝福我们每一位听到这信息的弟兄姐妹
and bless every brother and sister who hear this message.
也保守我们人生的脚步
And also safe keep our steps.
直到我们在人生的终点，我们可以毫不惭愧。
Until we reach the destination of our life, and we will not be ashamed.
我们盼望着主耶稣基督再来的日子。
And we're in the full hope of Christ's return.
因为那是我们得胜的日子。
That is our day of triumph.
那是我们全然得赎的日子。
And that is our the day that we will be completely redeemed.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求
We pray all this in your son Jesus' name
Amen